Geologist Dino Zack stands on the steps of a mobile home overlooking the St. Lawrence River. He watches as barges glide in and out of an area contained by a 3,800-foot-long steel wall. Each barge carries a crane that periodically drops a bucket into the river bottom, pulling up sediment contaminated with PCBs. The goal is to remove 80,000 cubic yards of contaminated sediment. Zack's trailer is the EPA headquarters for the dredging project. He's an independent contractor working for the federal government, which is spearheading the operation. And he'll spend the next couple of months watching the Alcoa Reynolds Company remove the chemicals they once dumped in the river.
I'll observe them while they're collecting their data to make sure that they're following the work plan. And then I'll bring all the data back and assemble it into tables and review it.
Zack isn't the only one keeping a close eye on the dredging project, which began in June. There's another EPA scientist here, as well as two members of the Army Corps of Engineers who are supervising the work. There's also a representative from the St. Regis Mohawk Reservation, which is downriver from the contaminated area. The EPA ordered Alcoa Reynolds to clean up the pollution in 1993. The PCBs were present in a flame-retardant liquid the company used in its aluminum smelting process. Over the years, the liquid drained into the river, contaminating sediments along the shoreline. The most polluted area contains 2,000 parts per million of PCBs. That equals about one bad apple in a barrel full. The goal is to leave only one part per million of PCBs in the sediment. Ann Kelly is the EPA's project director for the site. She says achieving that level in a river environment is a challenge.
One of the biggest problems with dredging a river is that you're working without really seeing where you're working. The other problem is the issue of resuspension, that whenever this bucket hits the sediments, it stirs up sediments and it settles out again.
One of the biggest concerns is that the disturbed sediments will move downstream. In this case, they'd only have to travel a mile to reach the drinking water intake for the St. Regis Mohawk Reservation. That means toxins could make it into the drinking water. Local people have also expressed fears that the PCBs could contaminate the air. The dredging project was temporarily suspended this summer when residents on nearby Cornwall Island complained of respiratory problems. But air quality tests found the dredging wasn't to blame. Ken Jock is the tribe's environmental director. He says in addition to air and water quality concerns, the local people would like to see a healthier fish population. Some species have been contaminated with PCBs. And he says that's why the tribe supports the dredging.
We know the PCBs will be there in 1,000 years. And we'll be here. We'll still want to eat fish. So we think that any solution just has to be a permanent solution.
The Alcoa Reynolds Company had wanted to place a gravel cap over the chemicals rather than dredge, but the EPA ordered them to remove the PCBs. Rick Esterline, the company's project director, says they're fully cooperating with the government.
You're required to clean it up. That's the rules and regulations that we have in our country. So whether they come at you with court orders and everything else, or whether you do it, it's still you have to do it.
The project is expected to cost the company $40 million. That includes the $8 million reinforced steel wall around the contaminated area. Alcoa Reynolds is also using a special electronic bucket to remove the sediment. The EPA's Ann Kelly says this has become the bucket of choice for Great Lakes dredging projects.
Based on the information that will be transferred to the operator on the barge, he'll know if that bucket is completely sealed, which is very helpful because often a clamshell bucket will begin to close and hit a rock, but he won't know that it's still open partially and begin to pull that up through the water column with materials basically pouring out of it.
Kelly says every cleanup project requires a different approach. In Michigan, General Motors is using an environmental bucket and silt curtains to dredge the Saginaw River. Engineers in Michigan's Pine River built a steel wall and emptied out the water inside before dredging. The dredging in the St. Lawrence is expected to finish in November. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.